السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. الحمد لله وبفضل كرم الإحسان وفضل الله تعالى، Allah Rabbul Izzat is allowing for us to sit in His house to make some mudakara of some aspect of this beautiful deen that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Allah Ta'ala make our sitting here beneficial. Allah Ta'ala make it a means of our hidayat, a means of our islah, a means of us being blessed with the love of Allah Ta'ala and the deep-hearted love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is a mawsam, a time in the year when Hujjaj will be returning. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has encouraged us to try and meet the Hujjaj before they reach home and request them to make dua for us. Request them to continue making dua for us. Allah Ta'ala accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj. Allah Ta'ala accept all their du'as, their ziyarat, and Allah Ta'ala make us also shamil in the du'as that they need. Allah Ta'ala take each and every one of us to Harameen Sharifain. Allah Ta'ala take us for Hajj, take us for Umrahs. Then also we have just come out of Qurbani. Allah Ta'ala accept our qurbanis and Allah Ta'ala protect us from any type of show, any type of riyakari, etc. One hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyiduna Abu Umama Bahiri radiyallahu ta'ala, he is the narrator of the hadith sharif. He says that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that I guarantee a home in the borders of Jannat for that person who leaves out a dispute, even though he may be right, even though he is in the right. But this thing is now leading to a dispute. And he leaves out the dispute, gives the other person the benefit of the doubt. The Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that a person who does this, he makes this his habit, that he stays away from arguments, stays away from disputes, then I guarantee him a home in the borders or the outskirts of Jannat al-Firdaws, of Jannah. So the ulama explain that the only time a person is not allowed to remain silent is if some nuksan is going to come to deen. If a person is doing something or the person is saying something which is against the deen of Allah Ta'ala, then at that time it is important that a person explains what is the correct thing. You can't keep quiet at that time. But other than that, don't get involved in arguments, don't get involved in disputes. It just wastes a lot of time, shatters our peace, takes away our concentration. Even in salah, the concentration goes away when the person has an argument, he's got a dispute with somebody, and all the time the dispute occupies the mind. Our Hazrat Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say something in Arabic. That the translation of it is that person whose gaze is on the being from where all affairs are dispensed, all decrees come from there, then he doesn't waste his days in arguing with people. He doesn't waste his days in having court cases with people. His gaze is on where all matters are dispensed. Decrees come from there. In other words, his gaze is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he doesn't waste his gaze on with arguments and disputes with people. Sometimes disputes become so bad, so much of enmity, so much of hatred comes into the hearts that a person even makes a statement, but you mustn't even attend my janazah salah. Don't even come to my janazah. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, he said, but make sure you go for the janazah. The person told you, you mustn't come for my janazah also, you must make sure you go for the janazah. What, he's going to wake up to check who came and who never come. That anger gets the better of us, pride gets the better of us, that we're not even thinking that at that time when I'm going to require everybody's du'as, I don't know whose intercession on my behalf, whose du'a on my behalf will become a means of my najat. Allah Ta'ala will forgive me. And I am saying, don't even come for my janazah namaz. When a person gets involved in disputes, anger flares up, hatred comes in, What things happen? Sometimes lives also are lost. So one is big disputes. The disputes over some property or some virasat, some estate matters or some business matter, etc. Big things which end up in court cases and lawyers and all those things, right? One is those kind of disputes. Those also we must stay away from. Rather come to some sort of compromise, even if we, you know, we have to lose also. No problem. But get out of the dispute. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a bad out of court settlement, a bad out of court settlement is better than a good court case. You rather take a bad settlement out of court and just get out of it. Sometime when people are caught up in court cases, when you really look at the sum and how much they're spending in legal fees, now you try to make sense of it. But you should have rather just taken a knock and just solve this thing, settle the matter. And maybe you would have lost a little bit, what you thought is yours, what is rightfully yours, you thought. But how much you would have saved in legal fees? How much you would have saved in man hours? How many nights you would have had a better sleep? But at that time, the pride gets us. Now, I must prove a point to him. Prove a point. I'll show him. Sort him out. That is not what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted us to do. Sometimes an issue needs to be clarified. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned this also, that if there is somebody has mentioned something and it is now going to affect you in your business, or it is going to affect you in your khidmat of deen, or it may affect you in your relationship with your family, etc. It's going to cause some problem for you. Then it is your duty to clarify the matter once. One time, clarify the matter. And who wants to hear and believe will hear and believe, and who don't want to believe, then that's their problem after that. One time you clarify the matter and then leave it, close it. After that, whoever says what, and somebody comes and tells you, yeah, but now they said this about you and some new story came out. How many mouths you gonna close? If somebody comes to tell us something about somebody else, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Sharif, then why don't you think good of your fellow Muslim? ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا. During the buhtan, the slander that was made against Ummul Mu'mineen, Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Allah Ta'ala is educating the Ummah that the time when you heard this thing, why didn't you think good of yourselves? And why didn't you say that this is a slander? And Allah Ta'ala says, إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. Your tongues welcomed it, and you started speaking something with your mouths of which you had no knowledge, and you regarded it to be a trivial matter. But in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, it's a serious thing, very, very big matter. Today with social media and all these things, how many things we start talking, how many things we start forwarding, all these things lead to disputes. So we must try and stay out of disputes. In fact, when one studies the ahadith of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when there will be lot of fitna in the dunya, we haven't reached that time as yet, but when there will be lot of fitna, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, even break your sword. Take your sword also, hit it against a rock and break it. And in one hadith sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you got some camels in the desert, go and stay with your camels. If you got some sheep, take your sheep, go and stay with your sheep. If you got some land, go and plow your land and carry on. But why get involved in all the jagra and all the fights and the arguments and all that? So stay away from disputes. So what we are saying is, one is the big things now, big issues. The other is the day-to-day things. At home, the wife said something. Now why do I need to prove a point? The day you married her, you proved the point. You the husband. That can't change now. She's your wife. You the husband. Now what more you need to prove now? Now she said something, what they say, offbeat. You know? Offbeat. She spoke something offbeat. So usme kya? She's still your wife. You still the husband, she's still your wife. Nothing changed. So why must get so upset and now get into a heavy argument? And there's no need for all that. No need for all that. Just jaane do. Just let it pass. Let it pass. By the time you come back supper time, she'll be smiling. Why you want to make a big problem? Just leave it. Let the thing go. Sometimes you'll get a lady, she'll write one long email, you know, complaining. Ewu chene, he's like this and like that, he spoke this and he said that and whatever. So you just leave it. 1 week later, you get another email. No, Morana, it's all sorted out, and don't address it to me. It's all sorted out. So why we must get into arguments, get into big disputes? Even if it's a staff member, it can be a worker, can be a neighbor. Sometimes musallis will argue over a parking spot, over a parking bay. Are you are supposed to turn in there, he turned in there, usme kya hai, take another bay, finish. Why do I need to then tell him, what's wrong with you, what's the need for it? Hazrat Muhammad al-Haq Maghdar Sahib, he always mentions this in the majlis. That if he cut you, if he did something, why you looked at him? Why did you have to say anything? Just carry on, do your work. No need to get into a dispute. Why do we need to prove a point to anybody? That is the first thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in that hadith sharif. The second part of the hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that I guarantee a home in the middle of Jannat, in the middle of Jannat, for that person who leaves out lies. Person who leaves out lies, even though he may be joking. That even in our jokes, the joke also must not be a lie. There mustn't be lies in the joke also. Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had a sense of humor. Most of the hadith kitabs have one chapter dedicated to the humor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's not that you have to be high and dry and, you know, pulled up all the time. You can be light-hearted. You can be light-hearted. In fact, it's better to be light-hearted. But no lies. Mustn't be lies. Don't lie to a person. Don't make a person ghabrat. Don't put a person in a worry. Once one sahabiya, she was calling the child. And I know children, sometimes they can be stubborn too. So the child is not coming. So then she told the child, in our language I'm talking, that I got something for you. So now the child got enticed now. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, what you going to give the child? So she said, no, I got a khajur. Got one date, one khajur. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that if you didn't have anything, you were just, as we will say, bluffing the child, then that would be a lie. That would be a lie. Now let us ask ourselves how many times we do this. The grandchild wants the nani, and the nana wants the child. But then the child don't want to come to the nana. See what I got for you. But you got nothing. So that is lies. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying lies. And then we teaching the child also to lie. We teaching the child also to be deceptive. To deceive. So even that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam classified it as a lie. In our jokes or whatever, we must be careful that I'm not speaking a lie. There are occasions when to lie is permissible. To lie is permissible. One is at the time of war. At the time of war, if you use some strategy to deceive the enemy in an ambush or something, that is permissible. Then, if two people are fighting and you want to make peace between them, and if you have to, you know, just say one two things that are not accurate, right, just to bring the two of them together, so that is permissible. And the other lie is between a husband and wife. Between the husband and wife. So in the early days, the husband remembers this. The wife also may be remembering. But after that, I don't know what happens. You forget. In the early days, she made the roti in a square shape, and the texture is not right too. I never ate a better roti than this man. You'll know in the early days. But as the relationship matures, then Now he can't take it, if little bit salt also is less. But there was one buzur, although this is not between husband and wife, but just to understand what lengths they went to keep somebody's heart. So this alim was in that town, people regarded him as a pious person. So this man wanted to invite that alim home. So he knew that this alim likes kheer. So he told his wife, you prepare some kheer and I'll invite him, come home and give him the kheer. So she, Bichari now, she made the kheer and they invited him and now they served the kheer. So in those days, now out of respect, he didn't eat, the husband. This is specially made for you. So this buzurg bichara, when he tasted that kheer, so that lady, instead of putting sugar, she put salt. Instead of putting sugar in that thing, she put salt. I'm seeing Dr. Sahib here and I'm remembering one incident. There was a mayat once in Shellcross and they served it. You don't have to serve tea mayat time, but now the family people were there, so they served the tea. Now that time people who are not house people, so they are all helping and all that. So Bichara, whoever was helping there, they put salt in some cups and they left it on the table thinking it's sugar. So people put salt in the tea. A lot of tea got wasted that day. But here, coming back to this incident, so this alim, when he tasted that kheer, he realized that this lady Bichara, she made a mistake, she put the salt. So what he did, he carried on eating this thing, like it's so tasty. Then he asked him, he said, is there more? There more of this. Now there are poor people, they don't cook like how we cook now. So he told his wife, he said, no, bring another bowl, you know, brought another bowl. So there is more. He said, bring that utensil. Bring the utensil here. So he ate, had the whole thing and he licked it clean. Licked it clean. And then he thanked him everything and he went away. So the wife also, she's thinking, what kind of buzurg this is? Normally the buzurgs, they don't eat so much. he had everything, didn't leave anything for us also. So the husband also is curious that this thing was so tasty that he polished the whole thing here. So the spoon which she was using to mix, that spoon was left there in the kitchen. So she decided to at least get a taste, you know. Taste that thing, then she realized, I don't know how this man ate this thing, full of salt it is. But he worried about keeping her heart. He worried about keeping her heart. They mustn't even know that they made the mistake. Now we think we became the sheikh in the house. We have to make islah of the wife. No. There you are allowed to speak a lie between husband and wife, for the husband to keep the wife's heart, for the wife to keep the husband's heart. You're allowed to speak lies. Not deceiving one another, but things like this. You're allowed to speak a lie. She cooked something. Maybe it's not 100% according to how you want it. Maybe it's not even 20%. But you can tell her it's 105%. Make her feel happy. So there you can speak a lie. But other than that, we must abstain from lies. Allah Ta'ala, Allah's curse is on those who lie. In today's zamana, how much of lies in the marketplace? So much of lies is taking place. Every department so much of lies is taking place. So that is the second part of the Hadith Sharif. And the third thing Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that I guarantee a house in the highest portion of Jannah for that person who puts his akhlaq right. He puts his character right. This akhlaq, our character, a very, very important aspect in our lives. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put so much of emphasis on good akhlaq to the extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there is nothing as weighty on the scale of deeds as good akhlaq. Good akhlaq is the weightiest thing on the scales, on the scale of deeds. Normally we worried about a masjid, this wazifa so many times, masjid that so many times, I'll get so much sawab for this, so much sawab for that. A person who has good akhlaq, just with good akhlaq, narmi, being soft-hearted, lenient, understanding, with that, he can get the same sawab of a person who is fasting, whole day is keeping roza, whole night is remaining in ibadah, just by having good akhlaq. So to be soft-hearted, this culture of the kuffar, movie culture, culture of the kuffar, the fashion of the kuffar is all to be showy. Be showy. I must prove my point. I must show who I am. Even shaking hand also, now I must show how much taqat I got when I'm shaking somebody's hand. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was narmi, soft, lenient. Right? One villager, I think the narrator of the Hadith Sharif was Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu. So he says that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wearing a type of a garment that had a bit of a thick border. So this villager comes to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he grabs this garment. You know, we'll say yank, you know. So he like yanked Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam so hard. He pulled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that thick part of the fabric actually left a mark on Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how hard that person pulled. And he pulls this shawl of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he's telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's just addressing him by his first name, totally disrespectful, right? And he says that give me from the wealth Allah Pak gave you. So he got a need, he wants something, and how he is treating Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Rawi says Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned around, he smiled at him, and he gave instruction, give him something. Now, we can't be tolerant like that with our own children. And look at Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That person is coming for his own need. He's coming to ask for something and he's behaving in that manner. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam still naram, soft, understanding towards him and fulfills his need also. That is the example that we need to follow. That is the example that we need to follow. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, Allah give you tawfiq. I mentioned this last night in Albert Falls and I mention it again. I see that our Jamiat also, every day they are taking out some pointers regarding kindness to animals, you know, mustn't show cruelty to animals, etc. So we just came out of Kurmani, And we find that, alhamdulillah, a lot of facilities now are available for qurbani. People want to do big animals, etc. So they got nice facilities, different farms, some people at their homes, they got facilities, etc. to carry out the qurbani. But sometime you get some young people, some old people, they feel they need some action, you know. They need action. So all this crush and box and all that is too boring. You know, we want to drop the bull, the rope, you know, it must be open, drop it. So I always tell the young people who talk like that, I say, then drop it yourself. Go one on one with the bull, let's see what you can do. So we want 120 people around us, we don't know how many ropes all pulling, then we say we want to drop the bull. So this is cruelty to that poor animal, you know. So much of pulling and all for no reason. So those of us who do these bigger animals, you want to do your cattle, etc. If Allah Ta'ala has given the means, make a nice facility at home. Make a nice facility, it makes it safe for everybody around. And this, the animal goes through less stress, less pain, and then there's less chance of accidents also taking place. Otherwise now we as Muslims, we becoming badnam. And then the, I don't know, foolish people, they make videos of all these things and they send it around. This, non-Muslim people also are looking at this, you know, how are these Muslims behaving and what are they doing? So we are fortunate that in our country, we are allowed to do our qurbani, in our backyard too we can do our qurbani. In Muslim countries you can't go. You go to Muslim countries that are ruled by Muslims, you can't do qurbani in your backyard. Now we don't want the government to put that kind of restrictions and all that on us. So a person, if he's got the facility, proper facility, etc., alhamdulillah, doesn't have the facility, do the smaller animals. You can slaughter sheep, you can slaughter goats, or go to a place where they got a facility and do it there. But every year we're getting this, these things happening, bulls are running loose, people are shooting at them, and funny things people are doing, and then these videos are circulating everywhere. This is cruelty to the animal. We must explain to our people also, it's not a tamasha. Everybody wants to see now how the bull is running and how we're going to drop and what we're going to do and all. It's not a tamasha, it's an ibadat that we need to carry out. So we got short memories now. Whatever happened in qurbani, then we forget about it. Or next year we'll see. But now while everything is fresh in our mind, we must already plan for next year. And if you're going to do the bigger animals, then have a proper facility. Otherwise, go for the smaller animals if you're doing in your backyard and all that. Or make a proper facility and do it properly. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashikon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jann jananu ho. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے اور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کے گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله إنك شيرين استنام شير شكر ميش وجانم تمام الله جل جلاله Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين هو الله هو أوموز بنفد الله kind الله loving الله Forgiving Allah, tolerant Allah, caring Allah. Oh, our Allah who loves to forgive. Oh, our Allah who becomes pleased when His bandas turn to Him for forgiveness. Oh Allah, we are your weak slaves, oh Allah. We are full of faults, full of shortcomings, full of weaknesses. Oh Allah, we have made tawbah in the past, we have broken our tawbah, oh Allah. We are extremely weak, oh Allah. But oh Allah, you are a Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, forgiving Allah, merciful Allah, tolerant Allah. Ya Allah, something that you love to do is to forgive the sins of your sinful bandas. Ya Allah, we sinful ones. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, O Allah. We are full of hope in your mercy and your forgiveness, O Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you. We beseech you, O Allah. You forgive each and every one of us, O Allah. Forgive each and every guna that we have committed, O Allah. From the time we became of age, right up till this very day, O Allah. Sahira, Kabira, Amadan, Khata'an, Bahiri, Batin, Sahne Gunao, Imaghfirat Farmane Mola. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door of Maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, O Allah. Forgive our Asatiza, O Allah. Forgive our Mashaykh, O Allah. Forgive our spouses, O Allah. Forgive our children, O Allah. Forgive our family members, our friends. Those whose haq is upon us, those whose ihsan is upon us, those who have asked us to make dua for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin, marhumat, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with hidayat. Make us a means of hidayat for entire mankind, O Allah. Cause your winds of hidayat to blow in the four corners of the world, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept the hajj of the hujjaj, O Allah. Return them safely home, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept our qurbanis, O Allah. Ya Allah, so many of our Muslim brothers and sisters that have come on into this country, they are facing a lot of difficulty, Ya Allah. They are being asked to leave. Ya Allah, you make it asan for them, O Allah. Make it easy for them, O Allah. Guide us, guide them. Guide the leaders of the country. Ya Allah, you grant protection to each and every person, O Allah. Protect our businesses, protect our izzat, protect our health, protect our lives, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummah, wherever the ummah may be, O Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us during these times of fitna and fasad, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep us firm on deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us firm adherents of the shariat and the sunnah, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to create an environment of deen in our homes, in our businesses. Ya Allah, in our communities, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place, O Allah. Every work of deen that is taking place within the parameters of the sharia, Ya Allah, you accept it. Ya Allah, take it from strength to strength. Ya Allah, we weak ones, utilize us also for the khidmat of deen, O Allah. Use us for your deen. Ya Allah, protect our masajid, our madaris, our makatib, our dharmu rooms, our marakis, our khankas, the social works that are taking place. Accept and protect everyone, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick in ailing, grant them shifa'i kamila, ajila mustamila daima. Those in financial difficulty, remove them from the financial problems, O Allah. Those that have got qaraz, Ya Allah, through the ghaib, you help them to pay off all their qaraz, O Allah. Ya Allah, those who ignorantly or foolishly got involved in interest dealings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive and take them out of all the interest dealings, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are seeking marriage partners, grant them naik, salih, compatible marriage partners, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that don't have awlad, grant them awlad, O Allah. Ya Allah, those of us that have awlad, that our awlad be on sirat mustaqeem. Use us, our awlad, and our nasal to come till qiyamat for the khidmat of deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become huffaz, become ulama, become da'is, become mujahideen. Ya Allah, establish deen in our town, in our country, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us all steadfast, O Allah. Ya Allah, you know the jaiz hajat within the hearts of each and every one. Fulfill each and every person's jaiz hajat. You know the problems and difficulties that each one may be facing. You assist and help us in our problems, in our difficulties, O Allah.
Ya Allah, take each and every one of us to Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, to Masjid al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, you protect Masjid al-Aqsa, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, wherever Muslims are suffering around the globe, you come to their aid and assistance, O Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the Muslim Ummah, O Allah. Ummat ko ek bana de, Ummat ko nek bana de, O Allah. Ya Allah, one day we have to depart from the dunya, O Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, let not the angel of death find us in any type of guna, O Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, let it be at a time when you are most pleased with us, in an action that is most pleasing to you, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to recite the kalima and leave this dunya with our iman intact, O Allah. Kalima wala maut nasi farma, iman wala maut nasi farma. Ya Allah, bless us all with akhlaq-i hamida. Remove from us the razail. Protect us from takabbur, from riya, from nifaq, from ujub, from hubbe ja, hubbe maan. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء ونسألك برد العيش بعد الموت ونسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.